producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thursday, the 26th day of February 2015. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Another incredibly jam-packed transmission lined up for you as the world accelerates into destabilization by design. Saudi Arabia says it might help Israel attack Iranian nuclear sites. Unbelievable headline. It's official, NSA spying is hurting the U.S. tech economy. That's a ZDNet News. Former FBI assistant director says to help keep budgets high, we must, quote, keep fear alive. The comments come 1 hour, 6 minutes into the video. Full body transplants will be possible within 2 years, says controversial surgeon. Obama tells ICE officers, that's Border Patrol, consequences for ICE officials who don't follow executive amnesty. You follow my illegal orders not to stop drunk drivers, to let illegals go free, let them be above the law, or I will have your butt fired and I will grab your pension. So, you can't sit there, because I see people on these videos bashing the Border Patrol. Well, why don't you do your job? Why don't you arrest some people? Why don't you? They've been ordered to stand down. Now, quite frankly, they're complicit when they follow the orders and are somewhat guilty. But in the scheme of being guilty, Obama and the globalists are 100%. They're about 5% guilty. We're more guilty than the Border Patrol. They have their jobs. They have their pensions. They have their lives. They have risked their lives in what, quite frankly, is a hellish job. And now we just sit here mad that they're not doing their job and they've been ordered to. We're letting the traitor in chief carry out this North American Union plan. See, I'm already ranting. It's just that I guess as you get older, you just realize that it's easy to sit around and blame people. And folks always love to seem to blame the low-level people. Because then, you know, it's politically correct and nobody gets mad at you. Instead of blaming ourselves and blaming the people at the top of the pyramid who are really guilty. I'm just going to say that again. They're saying brace for imminent terror attack any minute. The shopping malls aren't safe to go to. You know, Jay Johnson says on Face the Nation, is it safe to go to the Mall of America? You need to be very concerned. You need to watch out. You need to be really careful. What? I mean, statistically, let's say you work at the Mall of America and there was a terror attack. What, 1 out of 500 you're going to get shot? There's a better chance you're going to die in a car wreck this year than that if you work there. Then, what, maybe 1 out of 500 chances there's going to be a terror attack? You add those two together, and I'm just throwing out numbers here as an example. It's not scientific. Very low probability. You got a better chance of a deer jumping out in front of your car and coming through the windshield and killing you. I think it's like 260-something people in the World Almanac, last time I read it, I think in 2013, died of deer. Are we having checkpoints for the phantom deer? Are we having TSA out there to, you know, have checkpoints to stop the deer from jumping in front of us? No. There's a sign. They put a sign up when they've had a bunch of wrecks. That's how that's chosen in most states. They put them on deer trails, and they say, hey, look out for elk. Look out for moose. Look out for whitetail. Look out for mule. Look out for children. If it's in a city, at a crosswalk. There's no way to keep you completely safe. And I know our listeners know that. But the globalists putting out this idea that we're doing all this to keep you safe is a load of bull. Our borders are only there to stop cowboys shipping drugs in that the big banks aren't actually bringing in themselves. That's it. But if you're an illegal, they're there and they're wide open. And that's just not fair. I mean, you get arrested in Mexico if you're an illegal, but not here. More and more. I'm digressing. Socialist architect behind FCC's net neutrality says let's eliminate capitalist propaganda. Well, the latest on that big fight. Huge news on the GMO front. Huge news on the FBI saying ISIS is in all 50 states. It's all coming up.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
He was called Jihadi John because he was British, and there were supposed to be 4 men in Syria who were given that nickname because of the Beatles. As I say, the BBC understands he is Mohammed Mwazi. What we understand about him, and there is little, we don't know full details at the moment, but that he was in some way on the radar of the police and security service in the UK before he went to Syria. We believe that he is linked to a man who was at some stage on a control order. That's those who are suspected of terrorist activities but haven't been through a court case, and potentially linked to a man who was on a control order linked to the Al-Shabaab network in Somalia. He is linked to people who travelled out to Kenya and then on to Somalia, British people who were then brought back to the UK and questioned.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here live. In almost every case, the leadership of Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, all these different groups, are British intelligence. Time and time again. I had the former top Justice Department official over counterterrorism on Loftus, John Loftus, about 5 years ago, because I saw him on Fox News. We played the clip exposing that the leader of the 7/7 bombings in London of the subway and the bus, remember that, in 2005? It came out in documents, was MI6, their CIA, and was being protected going in and out of the country. And it's the same story over and over again. Remember they caught British SAS special forces, what our Delta Force is modeled after, dressed up like Wahhabists attacking Shiite shrines in 2006 in Iraq. It was even in the London Guardian. And when the Iraqi police, that are military trained and British military trained, you know, the good guys supposedly, arrested them, took their masks and beards off, all their weapons that they had, and put it on television, released the photos, they had a whole bunch of tanks and the British Army attack the barracks and the police station, blow it up, kill a bunch of people. British troops got killed. And there was film footage of British troops on fire on top tanks. It was a major skirmish to get them out of the jail and cover up their identities. I could go on for like 5 hours. It's just that so many times the people getting the Shiites and Sunnis to kill each other are Western intelligence. You got Adam Gadon, the grandson of the former head of the Anti-Defamation League, arrested repeatedly in California, going to mosque and beating up Muslims. That's how much he hated Muslims. Joining Al-Qaeda, growing a beard, and becoming number two, some argue number one, Adam Gadon, former name Perlman, leading Al-Qaeda. I mean, who believes that Al-Qaeda is going to follow a Jew? It's totally fake. Are there real jihadis? Are there real Wahhabist terror groups being funded by Saudi Arabia to invade Syria and other areas? Absolutely. But when you see, even Fox News had to come out and say, you know, this is fake video. The State Department went, yeah, it is. 2 weeks ago of them walking the people to be executed by the beach, and they're 7'5" or whatever. Every one of the Al-Qaeda people is over 7 feet tall. It's just manipulated. I mean, we could make videos like this. I could look at the beheadings and the mass burnings and tell you, as a video person that's worked with for 22 years and who we got green screens, you know, we do some fun pieces around here, but it's obviously fake when I'm up there in a blue throne as Cobra Commander. But it looks like I'm at the White House in a throne. I mean, it would fool a child. You can see that it's fake, though. The eye picks it up. These are all green screened, boys and girls. They were made in some Hollywood lot. Now, separately, you got thousands of Christians getting killed every month, churches getting blown up everywhere. That'll be in a military news website. That'll be in a foreign news site. That'll be in a local site. That'll be in foreign papers. But the real stuff, and let me tell you, we've played the videos of Christians being taken to the top of an 8-story building and thrown off one after another. And they censor our YouTube account. The news and everybody else is allowed to put out the beheadings and the burnings, but we show you real stuff. Real stuff, and it's shut down, okay? So there's plenty of real radical jihadi garbage. There's plenty of real footage of them killing people, and they are killing people, mainly Christians and Alawite Muslims and other minority groups and Kurds. But that's not what's being shown here in the United States, and it's part of a propaganda operation. Last night, in fact, guys, see if you can find it. It showed a new ISIS, the Women of ISIS video. I was watching, I think, CNN, they showed a clip of it. And it looked like they were wearing designer Versace, and it was like beautiful women. And it was how the beautiful women of the West are going and joining it. This is meant to purely make everybody get jealous and go, how dare them be getting our Kate Upton lookalikes? How dare them be getting our women? We got to get over there and blow them up. And then it will be Syria that's attacked and Assad that's taken down and the very jihadis we claim we're fighting that are put in power. And notice that's all being announced on the news now. I saw McCain yesterday calling for attacking Russia, basically, and comparing them to the Nazis. And then Later, when I went to the full tape of it, they were talking about we've got to go and take Assad out because Assad has created the vacuum that's allowed Al-Qaeda and ISIS to be there when the West started the whole thing. But when they know the public is politically and geopolitically and economically illiterate, and the public on average is illiterate when it comes to how the world works, they know about the football scores. They know about what Babe Ruth hit in 1931. They know how to act cool. They know how to jack their trucks up. They know how to get the right deer rifle. Women know how to go get their lips injected with collagen. They know how to act cool to their girlfriends. But they don't know about the three branches of government. They don't know about bait-and-switch stuff like this net neutrality garbage. They don't know about dirty tricks. They don't know about pump and dump. They don't know about the clergy response teams. They don't know about the panopticon surveillance grid that's in place. They don't know how it's used to corner the market and shut down competition. That's in the news today. I've been telling you forever, the NSA is about giving select economic intel not to defeat our economic enemies overseas, if you believe in that, but to shut down U.S. independent industry or any other industry that's not part of the inner cabal, that is bank-owned megacorporations. There's the five global banks that issue the currency and credit worldwide that are buying up the entire economy, and they've got the NSA-type systems globally spying on everyone, jacking that intel in to corner the markets and consolidate and take full control and know every decision that's being made. That's why under InfraGuard and similar systems in Europe and the United States, all major Fortune 500 CEOs who opt in, and if you don't opt in, they come after you with economic warfare and regulators. You then get a heads-up display of intel that's been thinly washed, where it just gives you recommendations, directives on where to invest, what to do, what competition is going to be up to. And that's the next big shoe to drop. I can tell you that's the next thing that Snowden is going to be releasing, is that if they let him, because there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on, he's a libertarian, reportedly, and he said libertarianism will sweep the world and all these crony capitalists are going to be brought down. What he's talking about is what will bring down the, quote, U.S. government with lawsuits and the rest of it is the torturous interference, is the economic espionage, is the criminal racketeering of the Fortune 100 across the board, and much of the Fortune 500 are globally tied in, and to get access to this data, you've got to swear then to follow agenda directives of the higher level InfraGuard. That's the FBI operation. They have an even higher level NSA CIA badge accredited program. The top CEOs are microchipped. I have it from the highest levels. They are flown to military bases monthly to have secret briefings in person in shielded areas where they know no surveillance can get in, just like the Capitol has a room that has that. Warren Buffett, the day before 9/11, called over 100 top CEOs. It was 146 of them reported on in the Omaha newspaper and had them in Offutt Air Force Base in a secret meeting that started at 8 a.m. Central Time that day. And they had big screen TVs in there of the towers being hit with top generals in the meeting. So you understand that's a little window into how things really work. You're told you're going to be given the total consolidation power. You're going to be given unlimited bank funding by our banks at 0% interest. You're going to be given how to make all your moves. It's just like he took 10 years to write it. Oliver Stone's masterpiece, The Godfather, is like Mario Puzo's The Godfather. Oliver Stone, who wrote Scarface, took a composite of real things. He went to Latin America, Miami, you name it, 10 years to write Scarface. Scarface is basically real, folks. It's an allegory of the world with real characters whose names have been changed to protect the innocent, as they would say. And in that, the corrupt cop goes in and he says, you're going to pay us 20-30% of everything you make. You know, writes the number on the paper, and he goes, but here's how it works. We're going to tell you who's coming after you. We're going to tell you how to be ready for them. we're going to then have you give inform on us to who you sell to, because we like snacks. We want a controlled drug dealer operation. And then the bankers come in next. And then Tony says, man, they run the whole show. They're the real criminals. They've been doing it for hundreds of years. And Tony has the right instinct to only work with them, and he won't get busted. But his friend goes, no, let's go with the outside gangsters, and that's when they do get busted. I mean, you watch that movie, folks. You learn how the world really works. The Godfather's the same. Those are all real people in that movie.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's so frustrating. frustrating to know that since 1947, the private corporations have been able to take over our government and have total secrecy, total anonymity, diplomatic immunity, get out of jail free cards, license to kill, basically, with the National Security Act of 1947. And then you learn that England, since about the 1870s, had a similar National Security Act to establish officially new systems for its already huge intelligence apparatus, one of the best in the world. And it's taken over their parliament, it's taken over their government, and the same system has now taken over here. Pratt House, 1922, established in New York City, Council on Foreign Relations by Anglophiles. When you see Gilligan's Island and Thurston Howell the Third, oh, Buffy, oh, Mrs. Howe. When you hear people talk like that, that was in fashion since the end of the Civil War right through to today, that East Coast elites speak with an affected quasi-British accent known as an Atlantic accent. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of degenerated into the fake speech of what you'd think of as a Judge Schmales. And what I'm getting at here is, this is the fraudulent aristocracy that is in control with Rothschild money and Rothschild banks backing it, because the Rothschilds in 1913 were able to establish the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, and 100 years previous, seems like a long time ago, but it was 98 years previous, were able to do the same thing with the Bank of England in what is now the United Kingdom today. So to understand all the things that are happening and the big picture, out of all this news I've got in front of me in the stack, they're telling us brace for terror attacks, give all your rights up, the terrorists are going to hit you any minute. The only way to protect yourself is to give your rights up while the borders stay wide open. And then meanwhile, it's coming out in the news, and I'm going to cover this, that the people running ISIS are connected to British intelligence. What a surprise that is. What a surprise that is. And I just start thinking back as I started the show last segment to all the times it turns out being British intelligence. People say, well, what is it? You know, is it a Jewish conspiracy? Is it a Masonic conspiracy? Is it a Vatican conspiracy? Is it a British conspiracy? Is it an Islamic conspiracy? No, it's the screw job conspiracy of secret intelligence agencies above the law, tied in with corporations, now with a giant panopticon, almost omnipresent spy grid, feeding everybody's economic, cultural, and spiritual data, everything we do, back to them, to giant Deep Blue, Watson, IBM, devil computers, to understand the mind of the group politic, to then twist and manipulate and guide it. And now the unseen hand is not unseen, and it's 1,000 times bigger in its sophistication than it was 100 years ago. Probably 10,000 times. There's no way to quantify the leap in all this, but it's the same humans, the same corrupted humans, the same family lines that are now controlling this awesome power. So what is going to come out of that? All I'm trying to do is cause a debate about this and for us to really get serious. And it's not like I'm saying let's do a bunch of work. It's awesome to sit back and really figure out what's going on in the world, because then you're living in a super exciting science fiction movie. You're not living in Dancing with the Stars and the NHL and the NFL. And believe me, I like Dancing with the Stars. Beautiful women. I love the human body and the dancing. I love the NHL. I love the NFL. But compared to a world scientific government jacking the water and food, and we can see the population already getting sick and dying, and knowing, I mean, that's just epic. That's just one facet. So sorry. I did watch Dancing with the Stars when I was on the elliptical yesterday. It was on TV. They had like a finalist thing, and I was admiring the models and things. I mean, I get it. We're supposed to have a good time sometimes, but...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his 2-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Billy DeMoss, the founder of CalJam, and I'm a big fan of, and I'm the keynote speaker at coming up next month, is our guest. And I was really happy that we could get him on the show, but I didn't realize that he was flying here to be on the show. I'm honored. Talk about one of the main leaders out there in California and other areas of the country leading the health revolution. He's it. And the guy looks like a CIA hitman. He looks like a G2 model or something in the suit he was in there wearing. I tell you, he's something else. He's got a lot to talk about today about how we're winning the war against the tyrants. Big British study came out. London Telegraph reported on it. We covered it yesterday that, yes, fluoride is making you fat. depressed and destroying your thyroid and other organs. It's just huge. Major British government-funded study. We've got record numbers of farmers planting non-GMO. Now the British government is in the Daily Mail, calls GM foods something else to ease public fears, say MPs, members of parliament. Report says label is lightning rod for fears of designer crops. So now they don't just want to have to label, they want to pass a law where you can't label and say organic in the UK because no one will buy it over there. They're voting with their dollars. They're voting with their free will choice, one of the last freedoms they have in the UK. And so now the government wants to stop calling it GMO. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So we're going to talk about this and more with Dr. Billy DeMoss coming up. You can find out details at Infowars.com/CalJam. And by the way, go ahead and tell Anthony, because he's in there in charge of our web marketing, does a fabulous job on top of writing news articles. I'll just let you know Anthony's been doing that for over a year for us, done a great job. Anthony has it where all the banners in the next hour will go to CalJam. Well, let's just have them go to that now, and you can find some specials and things there. It first goes to doctors and health nutritionists and others. It's already almost sold out when they open up to the public. I think it holds 5,000 people, but they can open up another area to about 6,000. They've got some reserved in the select areas in the first few rows. So there's a few tickets in each area left. That's a classic sales tactic. Oh, hey, it's going to sell out. Better buy your tickets if you're on the West Coast. No, it does sell out every year. You can go to the website, see the videos. It may sell out in a matter of days. Today is the day that they start selling the tickets for CalJam. So Infowars.com/CalJam. That's where you link through. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Let's flip the banners now for the next hour and a half to 100% to this event where I am the keynote speaker. You know, they asked me to speak this year, and I said, you know, I haven't been speaking enough. I've been promising to start doing some more traveling and speaking. And I said, I'll do it. Then I went to their website last week, and I'm the featured speaker, so I didn't realize that. So I am the featured speaker, and if you want to do that, go to Infowars.com/CalJam, or just go to Infowars.com, and all the banners link through if you want to get tickets. And, you know, I've had events in Southern California before, and we had to turn away over 1,000 people at my L.A. event, over 1,000 people. And people were really upset with me. I'm sorry. I mean, we had to turn away probably 500 people after we booked a second show with 1,000 people at each event in Santa Cruz. And the tickets were very affordable as well as one reason. But every event I've basically ever had has been sold out. There's been a few where I didn't promote it and it was, you know, just 60, 70% full. But if I promote something, it always sells out. Plus, CalJam always sells out. So it's got a lot of great music, a lot of great speakers, the cutting edge of what's happening in alternative health. It's an event I've always wanted to go to. I've heard so much about it, the amazing, huge theater that it's in that holds, again, they can expand it out total to 7,000. They're only going to expand it up to 6,000 is what I was told. So there's basically 1,000 tickets left, and those will sell out. Today's the day they open it up. Again, insiders that are already into the health field get the first dibs of getting the tickets last week, and then they hold some to the general public. That's why it's such a great event to be at, is that these people are just so healthy. I mean, they look like Barbie dolls or something, or Ken dolls, but it's what healthy lifestyles actually do for you. And I haven't gotten there yet, but I've lost 40-plus pounds, ladies and gentlemen. 40-plus pounds. In fact, soon I'm going to show the photos of myself in the last few months losing another 10 pounds or so. And I've got a tiny bit of fat on my stomach, and it's gone. I just got a big, round head, but my body, I mean, it's there. I'm down to like 6, 7% body fat now, and I used to be like 25% body fat. So just vitamins, minerals, the same amount of exercise, cutting back some of the crap food I was eating. I'm not a purist like these folks, but I'm trying. It has been life-changing, and this is how we defeat the globalists. I didn't mean to go off into a whole jag talking about this. That's in the second hour. Then we'll have open phones in the third hour and cover some other major news. Obama to ban bullets by executive action threatens top-selling AR-15 rifle. That just broke at drudgereport.com, red-linked. Will you please print this for me? This is unbelievable. We've got to get this article up on Infowars.com right now. And he promised that he would try to restrict bullets and guns with executive action. And this is the line in the sand, folks. Opening our borders by executive action. Cutting off our power plants by executive action. And now, as promised, President Obama is using executive actions to impose gun control in the nation, targeting the top selling rifle in the country, the AR-15 style semi-automatic, with a ban on one of the most used AR bullets by sportsmen and target shooters. And here's the deal. They'll go after one rifle and one type of bullet first, one type of projectile, and then when they've got that, it's everything. It'll be all semi-autos, down to your semi-auto bird shotgun, and then it'll be bolt action, and it'll be single shot. This is and they've got the link directly to the NRA. Oh, my gosh. Get this up on Infowars.com. They are going to executive tyrannical action. He couldn't pass the gun restrictions, so he's doing it as a dictator. And if tyranny came, would anybody notice? I mean, this is it. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives this month revealed that it's proposing to put a ban on 5.56 ammo. Oh, my gosh, that's the most popular ammo in America now. I've got like five guns that shoot that. Unbelievable. I've got the evil Bushmaster. I've got the evil Stag Arms. In fact, will you go to Weldon and have him bring me one of my AR-15s in here, please? One of my M4s? Immediately driving up the price of the bullets and prompting retailers, including the huge outdoors company Cabela's. See, where is my news division? I'm not mad at anybody, but I'm so focused on the internet power grab, the internet kill switch. This has been out for days, and I didn't know about this, and Drudge just learned of this? I know Jakari was covering gun stuff last night.
Yeah, we had Michael Cargill on last night, and actually, if they can pull it up on 9.
Good, I'm sorry I missed that. As soon as I heard you, Jakari, I knew I was good. Good job. Yeah. Fill me in. What's going on? There it is.
Okay,
gun owners agree.
The ATF wants to re-regulate types of ammunition, and they're trying to spin it as, you know, it's a great deal. You'll have more bullets to go out shooting with your AR-15. But as I was talking to Cargill last night, we both agreed that if you let them in to change this one thing, then they can just keep changing whatever they felt like changing. So it could go all the way down the line.
Well, that's like they say they're going to protect the internet net neutrality by having the FCC take over the internet and restrict it. We need to change your video headline to Obama to ban bullets by executive action. That's what this really is. Washington Examiner. It's already driving up the price. Wednesday night, Representative Bob Goodlatte, the Republican chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, stepped in with a critical letter to the Bureau demanding and explain the surprise and abrupt bullet ban. Why are they calling it a bullet ban? What specifically is happening, Jakari?
Well, what they're doing, Alex, is with this particular thing, the ATF, like I was saying, they're saying that all it's going to be is something for the hunters so you can have more ammunition. But, you know, as myself and Cargo were pointing out, that once you let them in, you let the camel put its nose under the tent, then they can change this, they can change that. It's the slippery slope, and a lot of people, a lot of the gun owners I've seen, don't want to play this game.
Well, give me a wide shot in there, because I've had enough of this. I've had enough. Let me explain something to the New World Order, okay? You're not getting our guns. 1776 started when you tried to get them, you bastards. And as Charlton Heston famously said, from my cold, dead hand, you sons of bitches, you got that? You're not getting our firearms. Do you understand? This far and no further with your damn dictatorship. I'm sick of it. Excuse me. Let me plug back in so I can hear Jakari. I mean, folks, they are pushing on every front. Totally open borders. Selling us out to world government. Trying to take over the internet. I mean, they are moving on every single stinking front. What do you say to this, Jakari?
And you also know, Alex, you know this, but some of our viewers may not. They've tried to ban, you know, AK-47s, other type of things. And every time they do this, there's a massive gun sale. I talked to Cargill last night. He said when they came through with the UN sanctions on the AK-47s, you know, massive splurge in ammunition. All these things always go up. You know, right after Sandy Hook, they wanted to ban the AR-15 rifle. Everybody goes out and buys the AR-15 rifle. That's so you got one there as well. So it's just more of the same. They keep trying to do the same things. If they can't just go door-to-door, and everybody says they've never gone door-to-door. Hurricane Katrina, they went door-to-door taking people's firearms. They realized that wasn't the best way to go about it. So now they're trying with these executive actions, trying to ban the ammunition, trying to do all these other things to take your firearms away.
and they want to restrict the 223, unbelievable, by executive action, which sets the precedent that they can do everything by executive action. We have a Congress, and we have a Bill of Rights and Constitution. Not even the Congress can touch the Bill of Rights, ladies and gentlemen. Jakari, I didn't mean to read this headline and read this article and blow up, but people should get upset. Why do you think the globalists are moving in such high gear, Jakari?
Well, just like you always say, you know, what do? You come in and you disarm the population. And once you disarm a population, you know, nobody can really say anything about it. You know, so we've seen this in other countries and everybody talks about, but what about the low gun crime in Britain? Even though those are misleading numbers, they count incidents, not victims. But if you want to talk about a gun-controlled country, why don't you talk about Mexico, where they don't have guns, but, you know, they got cartels running down the streets, shooting people, hanging people from bridges and doing all these other crazy things, cartels that get their weapons courtesy of the United States government.
And do a lot of shooting these days. I don't have time to even go out and do a lot of shooting these days, but I understand it's a canary in the coal mine. But so is the Internet. So is our borders. The president is officially now a dictator. He says he'll implement the UN gun ban treaty, even if Congress doesn't ratify it. Do people understand this is called dictatorship, Jakari?
I don't know what they think. I mean, because they're so distracted with all these other things. And there's a lot of things going on in the world. We got plenty of other articles on Infowars.com. But, you know, if people can, you can go to the ATF right now and write them and tell them, you know, what your thoughts are about this. And it was interesting to me that they're not having an open comment form. It's just email us and tell us what you think. So, you know, they could cook the books potentially. Well, you know, 90% of gun owners sent us an email and said they love the new ammo restrictions. And I don't think that's what the case is going to be at all.
And the way they're restricting it is they're going to call full metal jacket armor piercing and basically restrict it. This is unbelievable. And then they'll start raiding people's houses that have it. I mean, I've probably got 10,000 rounds of full metal jacket. At issue is a so-called armor-piercing ammunition, an exemption for those bullets, mostly used by sport. See, they're saying, oh, you can't use it in sport anymore. Owners and the recent popularity of pistol-style ARs that use the ammo. The inexpensive 5.56 M885 ammo, commonly called green tips, have been exempt for years and have higher caliber ammunition that can easily pierce the type of soft armor worn by police. So see, well, all bullets are cop killer. All bullets. I mean, listen, folks, I bought B-52 50 cal ammo from a police supply house. I walked in with SWAT teams buying bullets in front of me, and I went out with a shopping cart loaded with B-52 ammo from 1963 that's armor-piercing. But the issue is I'm not going to go out and do anything illegal with it. It was cheap target ammo, about half the price of regular 50 cal, and we bought a couple thousand rounds of it. The point is, though, I could use my car, hypothetically, or you could, to run people over. We don't need to ban cars or baseball bats because someone might do something with it. But now, so the real headline here is most popular round to be banned by Obama under executive action, sub-headline, bullets to be labeled cop killer. So that's how they're going to get the bullets, is calling them cop killer. Look, any bullet can be a cop killer. A hatchet can be a cop killer. My fist can be a cop killer. Just like a cop can kill you with their fist, a taser, or a gun. This is asinine.
That's right, Alex. And actually on 9, if we can pull this up, I have the contact information for the ATF, right? So anybody who wants to contact them can see it right here on the screen.
And that's apacomments@atf.gov, apacomments@atf.gov. Listen, this is holders sworn to get our guns. Their fax is 202-648-9741. Listen, I love how we can go to the EPA on comments on shutting down power plants and they just do it. And it's fine to contact them, but it's not the ATF to restrict our bullets. It would have to be an act of Congress, and the Supreme Court would overturn it just like they did in D.C. Heller. This is criminal. This is lawless. This is illegal. And I want to be clear. It was the ATF that began to blow the whistle on Fast and Furious because that was so criminal. So the entire ATF, though they're unconstitutional, though they're out of control, though they're the original revenuers on the whiskey tax and are a very bad federal agency, there are, believe it or not, people in the agency, because I know now, because they've leaked stuff to our connections, I'll just say that, who do not like what's happening, who didn't believe us 20 years ago saying they were tyrants. Now they know we're right, so we don't want to make the ATF our enemy. But they do not have the legitimate right to run around with rule-making because Obama tells them to restrict our guns, period. There's no debate, Jakari. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he keeps trying. You know, they just keep saying, why do you guys have been saying since Obama became a president that he was going to ban your guns? He keeps trying. There's that famous clip of him talking about the bitter clingers, people hanging onto their guns and their Bibles. And now today we see the reports out. Eventually the media has gotten around to reporting how these ISIS rebels, these Al-Qaeda rebels are killing Christians. We've been reporting on that for years. It's just now a news thing.
Well, what I want to do is I want to take the Examiner article, add some of our videos and warnings to it, and I want to just go with the headline, Obama to label bullets cop killer. I mean, Obama gun confiscation plan revealed. He begins with executive action to restrict bullets, calling him cop killer. I mean, I guess their headline's good. Obama to ban bullets by executive action threatens top-selling AR-15 rifle. That's it. I mean, that's what it is. And if they can take down the big dog, the AR-15 M4 variants, then because they're so easy to shoot, they're so accurate, women love them. That's why Joe Biden says women don't get them. I mean, the headline is Obama to ban most popular bullet, calling it cop killer. Executive tyranny in high gear. I mean, this is a red alert, over the top, unbelievable. And I saw it and began to read the article, and sure enough, they're calling them cop killers and just the ATF outside of law. I want a full court press on this, guys. Everybody knows about the net grab. We need to go a full court press, because if he gets away with this executive action, Katie Barr.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
to my right on my little iPad. And then I've got drudgereport.com to my left over here. And I've got my crew constantly scanning the news. We knew he would go after the AR-15. He promised to with executive action. Congress has warned him. We knew he would, because the anti-gun groups tell us what they're going to do. We knew he would use the UN treaty as some type of official authority to supersede Congress and the Bill of Rights. And now they're actually going to try to ban a type of full metal jacket 223 that they call armor piercing. They're all armor piercing. This is incredible. And then by that argument, ban everything. I am simply blown away at this point. I want to take your phone calls again in the third hour after our special guest on a bunch of key positive health news, but we'll also go over some of the studies that are out. Will you guys reprint me that Canadian government study on the fluoride causing brain damage? And then there's this new one out of England, the London Telegraph, on it also causing brain damage and depression and the thyroid to go out. I know we covered that yesterday, but I'm going to get back into that with this GM news. And then we're going to cover full body transplants will be possible within 2 years. Now, that's in the London Independent. Obama threatens to fire, quote, ICE officials who don't follow his executive amnesty, his illegal executive amnesty. Unbelievable. So, again, the government is not even our enemy here. They always call us anti-government. We're anti-unconstitutional government, anti-all-powerful state. But they want to make it where if you disagree with out-of-control government, you hate the Border Patrol, you hate the FBI, you hate the bookkeeper. And I've always, you know, been critical of these groups, but always said, hey, they're not the enemy, but at the same time got threatened by them at a primitive level and said a lot of mean things. I realized I was helping the PSYOP the last 6-7 years. Everybody's noticed my change. Because I go out to rallies at federal buildings, I get a lot of intel from feds. They're more awake, people like Bongino and Dan Bongino and just countless others that you've heard on the air and countless others you haven't. They're totally freaked out, folks, because they know the law. They know that they're being ordered to engage in crime, and they don't know what to do. They're begging the American people to put a stop to this. The globalists, if I was them, and I know how they think, they've done it before, 1995. They're going to blow stuff up. They're going to do it. They're going to blame it on us. You can see them building up to it to try to get us all killing each other, and I'm just not going to be part of it. I am not offensively looking to start a war. But if they start rounding people up and doing stuff like that, it will start a real civil war. And just know that people like George Soros and the globalists are the ones to blame, ladies and gentlemen. And I just hope that all the fools that have gone along with this system, they've got a lot of idiots working for them as well, understand they're on the losing end and they're on the wrong side of history. I mean, who could deny that bad guys are running the country? Congress has an 8% approval rating in Gallup right now. That's just a general approval of government. The feds and locals need to decide whose side they're on and need to work with the public to try to save this country. And I know most of you are already on that page. What do we do about the brainwashed that think following every criminal order is what they're supposed to do? How do we stop this? There's some smart people out there. Will you please give me some ideas? I'm just trying to warn everybody, hoping we're smart enough to figure it out. Briefly, we will sell out of Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Well, Super Female isn't selling out, but Super Male is selling out. So we may have to end the special of 20% off earlier than next week because it's all selling out. There's 2 days left, 20% off, already discounted. Super Male, Super Female Vitality, you've heard the rave reviews. So if you want to try it, get your bottle today. And we are selling out of the Ancient Defense. So if you want your free bottle of that with X2, find it at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
AJ aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.